Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
And how was your timetable? Was it a very busy year?
Oh, very, very busy. They make you work very hard. Apart from lectures, we had practical sessions in a lot of subjects. We did these in small groups. I had to go and work 4 hours every week in a community pharmacy. Actually, I enjoyed this very much, meeting new people all the time. Then in second semester, we had to get experience in hospital dispensaries. So every second day, we went to one of the big hospitals and worked there. And on top of all that, we had our assignments, which took me a lot of time. Oh, I nearly forgot. Between first and second semesters, we had to work full-time for 2 weeks in a hospital.
That does sound a very heavy year. So, are you pleased now that you did it? Do you feel some sense of achievement?
Yeah, I do feel much more confident, which I suppose is the most important thing.
And have you got any recommendations for people who are studying from overseas?
Well, I suppose they need very good English. It would be much better if they spent more time learning English before they enter the university, because you can be in big trouble if you don't understand what people are saying and you haven't got time to translate.
Anything else?
Well, as I said before, the biggest problem for me was lack of familiarity with the education system here.
It sounds as if it was a real challenge. Congratulations, Kira.
Thanks, Paul.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.